next hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
He's a murderer! A cold-blooded murderer! We didn't save the carnal sick! A cold-blooded murder! That's it! Homicide! It's a homicide!
Fighting for Idaho.
The notion that white cops are out there just killing black people, that's ridiculous. And I hate that narrative coming out of that, out of this entire situation. You know, they're the only thing in the ghetto between this place being the Wild Wild West.
Fighting for you.
I don't know if we like facts. That's going to probably deflate the story, but please go ahead.
I understand that.
Boise's Mr. Right.
We thank you for listening and for calling in.
You're welcome.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Don't forget 580KIDO.com for the big online Christmas item auction. SeizeTheDeal.com, but go to our website. We'll get credit for it. Auction ends at 7 o'clock today, and you got some Dutch Brothers packages, and you can get something that's valued at, I don't know, $600, $700 for, you know, $50, $100, $200. Great deals as we move along. Last time we were talking about the full leg laser hair removal, and you know, not even men don't like hairy legs, so why don't you bid on that one? You could also have skin tightening treatments from Silk Touch, $2,500 certificate to Anita's Jewelers, Dream Kitchen, the house cleaning. Sounds really good. Joining us now with commentary on these items is Rachel Sutherland from Fox News Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're just going out, you know, dog boarding at All Paul's Stay and Play. These are great items.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
These are great items on our website here that we're auctioning off today.
Oh, well, I'll take a look for sure.
Thank you, Rachel Sutherland. Don't be outbid by Rachel today at 580kido.com. Now, Rachel, you're a smart person.
Okay.
We go to you for content. Gosh knows, but why in the world would anybody make a film about the dictator of North Korea when we know that they're not very stable over there, including the idea of assassinating him? And apparently the North Koreans are a little upset about this.
Right, exactly, Kevin. Kim Jong-un is not amused by this comedy called The Interview, starring Seth Rogen and James Franco. And I've seen the trailer. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, any kind of award-winning movie, but now it's getting a lot of press, really. And it does, the plot line is that these two journalists would go into North Korea and have an interview with the leader there, the elusive leader, and they're approached by the CIA to essentially bump him off. And it's a comedy, but again, not funny to Kim Jong-un, who is calling this actually an act of war.
I'm with you on that. When I first saw the trailer, I'm thinking, why would they do it? Yes, it's great to get a lot of attention and a lot of free and earned media and the like. But on the other hand, those guys have nukes, and anyone that would starve their own people, Rachel, wouldn't have a problem, you know, doing something about a movie.
Well, yeah, I don't know that he will. I do know that Kim Jong-un has submitted a letter of complaint to the United Nations urging the United States to stop the release of the film, which is due out on Christmas Day. And as you know, there was this cyber attack on Sony Pictures, which is being investigated by the FBI, and there's concern, I guess, that North Korea could be behind this. The malware was actually written in Korean. So that's under investigation. I mean, certainly it raises tensions between the United States and North Korea, but I don't know that anyone going into this film expected that to happen.
Really? See, for me, it's common sense. Don't mess with the kooks. Why not just come up with somebody? Or you could even do a historical one where, you know, they were going in to get Saddam Hussein. Just because I've been fascinated with the Korean Peninsula thing for quite some time. Most Americans don't know that, you know, there are shots fired all the time and Americans die on the DMZ. Because the North Koreans take that very seriously, and we catch them with the tunnels. We catch them doing bad things on the DMZ. It's an active war zone still. And why would you – why, you know, our humor is not unique to the world, I suppose, is the point I'm making.
Right, exactly. It's an interesting point. I don't know. I think that Hollywood has done a lot of movies about different country's intentions. I mean, what was this one about China, Red Corner with Richard Gere? Am I right about that title? That was fascinating, and not a very flattering view of China at all. I think, you know, but you bring in kind of the nut job, factor. A lot of people view, Kim Jong-un as being crazy, his father being crazy. And I guess what you're saying is, you know, don't poke the bear, especially not a crazy bear.
I'm with you, but, you know, and look, I'm not a smart guy, but on the other hand, let's take a look at this one, Rachel, the growing influence of international opinion makers on movies. Look at Red Dawn. It was supposed to be the Chinese would invade us, the remake of Red Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And because of pressure and the possibility of not getting into the Chinese market, what happened? They redid it that the North Koreans invaded us. Now, North Koreans are a lot of things. I don't think they have the manpower to invade us.
No, I don't expect an invasion over this.
Well, I'm with you, but and then on the other hand, you know, you take a and look. This is a little personal, Rachel, but you're a trained and skilled reporter. I think you can handle this. You take a look at The Dark Knight. The reason why Batman 3 did better than Batman 2 internationally is Batman 2 had a guy from Hong Kong who was part of the criminal element. The Chinese didn't like it, so they banned the film. I see a lot of movies, if you know what I mean.
You know, I may be the only person in the world who has not watched one of the Batman. I really haven't.
You know, just watching the Heath Ledger performance is certainly the best of the bunch.
I've heard I should see that, but it just is so disturbing, and I really liked Heath Ledger. And anyway, I guess we're kind of venturing out into the weeds, but it's a strange situation with North Korea. I don't know what will come of it, especially as the FBI investigates this cyber attack, which.
Well, what really can the FBI do?
Well, that's a good question too. We talk about Chinese hackers all the time. What can we do? You know, they can
buy
try
a
to
Mac.
Make arrests.
I guess buy a Mac.
Yeah, so you don't have this problem.
All right, Rachel. Before we let you go here, anything good going on in Washington? Or people are suing the president over immigration. I'm sure a lot of folks are wondering about the CR, the continuing resolution. I mean, have they gotten? We want to get home. We just got back fever yet.
Well, maybe. In fact, the House floor is just convened, and they are talking about different issues right now. There's just lawsuit that's out there against the president and his use of executive actions, which was expected. The House also today taking up the defense bill. It's $585 billion of legislation that would expand the fight against ISIS, also providing, I guess, a pay raise for troops. That would be kind of nice, only a 1% pay raise, and pay for equipment, planes, ships, and so on. And so, you have some debate over that as well. So a lot going on Capitol Hill. It's a busy place this week.
Finally, let's see if we can get you in trouble here. What do you think of this proposed ban on all carry-on bags?
Well, you know, I really haven't had a chance to look into that. I personally wouldn't like that. I mean, I do travel quite a bit. And for example, last time I traveled, I went to Georgia, and I had to carry on my radio equipment. It comes in a Pelican case. It's pretty heavy.
Sure. That's no fun.
Size.
Yeah.
Right, but I don't check that. I don't
you
check
can't.
It because
can't
it
check
get
it.
Lost,
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, vote for no on that from Rachel Sutherland. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio. Okay, we might get in trouble for that one. We veered a little from the script, so I'm sorry if you get a zingy bell from our friends at Fox. But, you know, coming up, we will talk about the TSA possibly considering banning all carry-on bags. And if you've traveled lately, I'm sorry, but it's pretty obnoxious when you have to check your bag and then you have to check your bag again. And then you're flying on these dinky planes. And if you're going to Chicago, you get that plane and where, you know, you have two on one side, two on the other. And then you might get a big plane. Now, if you're Southwest, you get three to a side. But on the other hand, you know, how obnoxious can you get, A, with the carry-on bags, and B, to ban them? So we'll talk a little bit about that, those of you traveling over the Christmas holidays, and a story that is truly buzzworthy. I'm not making this up. Out of Othello, Washington, a teacher has ordered a boy to unclog the toilet with his bare hands. Hope the breakfast has already been digested. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller. Let's go to Ron Paul Jim at 580 KIDO. Good morning, RPJ.
Good morning. I was wondering if you had a chance to look up that story I've been telling you about.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I got a life here, Ron Paul Jim.
Well, I just think it's worth, you know, mentioning because this is protest worthy and doesn't get any attention because the kid was white, I guess.
You guess? You don't even know the details of your own story you're promoting?
I do. I just don't, you know, when I'm on my cell phone and I'm not in front of a computer, I can't look it up and read it to you. So I just thought I'd bring it up again, hoping that you might do a little Google on it and see, because it was just announced that the grand jury finds no charges will be filed against a kid shot at his doorstep when he opened it holding a game controller.
You talked about this yesterday. Now, based on this story, Garner, and everything else, your thoughts, your views on whether or not we're trusting the police. You made this compelling argument about civil rights and everything else, and we had people piggyback on that a few days ago, but you have this man. He's a big man. Six or seven police bring him down. He says he can't breathe. He dies. Now, I got to tell you, is it the issue involving the man not listening to the police or the police not being sensitive to this man? I mean, to me, I'm scared if the police come to talk to me to begin with.
There was several stories of cops smothering people to death other than this one that are totally cringeworthy. One was in front of a theater where there was a domestic dispute between a mother and a daughter, and the cops intervened when the father tried to calm down the mother. And they jumped the father because they didn't know what was going on, and he's totally trying to neutralize it, and they killed him. But he was Mexican, so I guess that doesn't count.
Oh, you don't have to go there.
Well, it just seems that way. Because
so you're saying if you're white or something else, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter in the press.
Well, I think the press is evil, personally.
The truth is, it's between. It's they're trying to polarize the nation and
they
not
are.
Realize
they
that
have
the
an
problem
agenda.
Is the cops. And
wait
the cops
a minute.
Are,
you're saying the problem is the cops. What do you mean?
Well,
cops?
Being, the cops, while the federal government is talking out of both sides of their mouth, they're telling you that there's a problem with militarization, yet they're the ones behind it.
Well,
you
the
know?
President's going to make them wear a camera.
Well, so
how about
what?
A donut?
You know, the grand jury investigation always comes up with no charges on these, and that's what's really disturbing about this. This particular case I was talking about, it went to a grand jury. The grand jury wanted to press charges. They found a second grand jury and then threw it out. So the grand jury system is corrupt even. Hello?
According to you.
Oh. Well, apparently, because...
No, I don't believe the grand jury's corrupt. Ron Paul Jim, thank you for the call. 718-580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on.
What they're trying to do with it is create a country that is divided between race, between religion, between sex.
This isn't a black-white issue. This is a natural rights issue. I grew up in San Francisco. We had absolutely no problem with race. I'm telling you, Kevin, it was just total harmony.
Let's get it started.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 7:24. If you're thinking about traveling, the TSA might be crimping your style.
TSA even went as far as to tell us that it is not anticipating any changes to the rules, but the mere discussion of not being able to bring this or even this to your seat on your flight is enough to raise some concerns.
For four teachers on their way to a conference.
No.
There is no separating them from their carry-ons.
No, because I'm a technology presenter, and I travel with two iPads and a computer, and there's no way I would allow them to check that.
Our life is in our carry-on. Yeah. We really need that. So.
But with new information reportedly suggesting Al-Qaeda is plotting an attack on commercial flights,
Okay. Are you flying tonight?
Changes to travel rules could be coming again. To keep up with the next generation of bombs that can fit inside a small computer, the TSA says it will make whatever rule change is needed.
I know that they believe that there's a threat. The question is, what's the solution to that threat?
Fair Compare CEO Rick Seeney says he thinks banning carry-ons should be a last resort. The financial impact on the airline industry, he says, would be devastating.
It would absolutely crush some of these coast-to-coast flights. Airlines know this will depress people buying tickets no matter what.
But even for those who can't imagine not carrying on a bag.
I know, because we want people safe.
Safety is still the priority.
Now, the potential plot that sparked a lot of this discussion, we are told, involves bombs on flights over in Europe and not even here in the United States.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it could happen here. So you think about this. You know, we are so safe and so spoiled in our great country. And yes, we do have a lot of issues to talk about, but banning carry-on bags. And like I said, if you travel, it's rather obnoxious how people have these huge suitcases and they get offended when all of a sudden they have to fit them in things. And look, nobody likes to check their baggage. One of the worst things that ever happens is they lose your luggage. But on the other hand, when it comes to keeping people safe, let's face it, check the bag. To Jim in Star with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Yeah, check the bag or check the passenger. You know, let's talk about the Israeli airlines. How many of them have gone down with terrorist attacks, Kevin?
None that I can recall lately.
Yeah, you know, it's just because they use common sense, which we don't have much anymore here in this country, and they profile. And they profile, and it works. So that, right when I heard what you were talking about, I'm thinking, you know what? This is just the American way now. You just take more and more rights away from us. You make things more inconvenient. And you also raise the price in the process, and we go along like a bunch of stupid sheep and go, okay, we'll do what you say, mister. Dude, this is just another one, man.
Well, what about the serious threat here?
Kevin, guess what? There's always a threat.
Right, but you decrease the probability by, look, I'm sorry if you're not going to be able to carry on your carry-on things, but quite frankly, people have gotten too obnoxious with them anyway.
You know what? What's gotten obnoxious is that we have completely neutered ourselves in any way whatsoever as a country. We have, oh, Kevin, this is
what do you mean we're neutering ourselves?
America has been neutered officially. It's done.
According to Jim and Star.
That's right. And you know what? I'm just a little nobody out in a little small town, but I'll tell you something. It's so easy to see, and this is just another thing.
Well, you haven't given me any proof here.
Well, I just...
You just keep going, oh, Kevin.
No, the Israelis do it right. You have to profile.
Well, they're not politically correct.
You know what, Kevin? Hey, you're a big lover of God, like myself. Do you think God designed us to be able to profile? You bet your butt he did. You bet he did. He designed human beings to profile for a reason. It is a protection device. It saves you. It keeps you out of harm. And I don't need to go on and on with all the examples, but Kevin, man, I tell you, the writing's on the wall. This is just going to get uglier and uglier.
You're just full of good news.
Well, I mean, I love life, and I love where I'm at and what we're all about here on this planet. But it's just so sad to watch what's happening, and this is going to cripple the airline industry.
I really don't have any sympathy for the airline industry. I think they're very good at sticking it to the passenger.
You know why
they get subsidized by the government because of national security. We have to keep so many planes in the air in case there's a huge issue where those planes become militarized. Number one, and number two, they cut flights. They treat us like dogs. I mean, if you've flown, it is horrible. And then they whine and complain that they're not making money. They've had some of the most lucrative profits in the last 3 or 4 years. Look at our airport. They refuse to come here.
Well, look, Kevin, you obviously...
Maybe you can be an apologist for the airline industry, sir, but not me.
Oh, really? You You want to go that route, huh?
No, well, I'm just saying you've really not said anything.
You know, I'm not that far from the studio. Maybe I need to drive down there and say it in person, do a liberal Steve and come busting through the doors.
Bring it.
Bring it. Well, listen.
Thank you for the call, Jim. 7:30, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
. 7:38, Kevin Miller in the morning. Another day, another rain. 44 in Nampa. By the way, at least it's not snowing. I know some of the skiers are a little bummed out about that. However, better the rain than the snow, if you ask me. Joining us now, a man that if he had the vote for the NFL MVP, would surely go with J.J. Watt over his great Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers, Jeff Manasso.
You know, I'm cool with J.J. Watt. He's from Pewaukee, Wisconsin, and he's a good guy.
He's having an incredible year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear people are saying your guy Rodgers could be the best ever.
Well, I mean, that's a tall order. There are a lot of greats out there, but certainly Aaron Rodgers is proving to be one heck of a quarterback.
Hmm. Anyway, I guess let's talk about saving lives and airbags. We did hear about this, you know, early on when they had to do recalls. What's the latest with this news story, Jeff?
Well, the Takata airbags, these exploding airbags that can send shrapnel into the cabins of cars, metal shards, plastic shards, and according to the U.S. Center for Auto Safety, has killed a few people, at least four in the U.S., blamed on, suspected for several others in other countries. Takata is defying U.S. regulators, essentially, by not expanding its recall nationwide. They had a midnight deadline that came and went yesterday. There's now hearings on Capitol Hill where the head of Takata is now testifying. Essentially, the company says, look, this recall of the Takata airbags, which, by the way, affect, we think, some 8 million vehicles in the U.S., over 16 brands, is regional right now. The Takata is saying that the airbags are more likely to malfunction in warmer states. Humidity setting these things off. You're talking about Gulf states, Florida, Georgia, California, Texas, things like that, places like that. Not Idaho, not Wisconsin, not the Northeast, but safety regulators, they want this recall nationwide because of the problem with these airbags, and Takata saying, look, no, and you can't make us. So they're testifying before Capitol Hill members.
Yeah, that's unusual, though, Jeff. And let me jump in here. We've been listening to you cover this story for quite some time, and I'm thinking to myself, is that normal that businesses are just going to say, no, we're not going to do this, and na-na-na-na, you can't make us? Wow.
Well, first of all, they're a Japanese-based company. You know, what can we do? Well, we can fine them. Takata faces a $35 million fine. But I think more importantly, you've got American companies or companies who sell their products in America, Honda, now Ford, coming forward to say, hey, look, if Takata's not going to do it, we're going to do it. Honda and Ford both issuing nationwide recalls of these airbags, and I'll bet that the other brands will follow.
Boy, just when it comes to safety, I'm amazed, and I understand they're a Japanese company, but they are doing business in America, and you would want to make sure just from not only a humanitarian point of view, a safety point of view, but a PR point of view, they seem to be bungling this.
Well, you would think, anybody will tell you, any successful person in business will tell you that the key to success is building relationships. It's not about selling products. It's about building relationships and trust. Takata's blowing it.
Now, you mentioned Ford and Honda. Are there a certain amount of vehicles that carry this type of airbag?
millions of vehicles in the U.S., some 8 million, at least safety regulators believe 8 million vehicles are affected by this recall. And you're talking about Dodge, you're talking about Chrysler, Mitsubishi, other Ford products, GM vehicles. I mean, all across the line. And this recall was really only for Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and U.S. territories of the American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. These warmer climates, more humid climates. What's more, Kevin, is that much like GM, remember the faulty ignition switch where GM knew about the problem but didn't come forward. Now we know that Takata apparently knew about this problem but didn't come forward. So I think it's best if you drive a vehicle. There are a lot of recalls, and recalls aren't a bad thing; they're a good thing. I think it's good to keep up to speed by checking with your dealer or with your manufacturer's website, because one of the biggest problems we see with recalls, including the GM ignition switch, I think about 2.2 million vehicles recalled, and only about half of them have gotten fixed, is people getting their cars in and people paying attention to get those cars in and to get them fixed. That's really key to staying safe.
Jeff Manasseh with us. When you're not covering all things in the Midwest, you are taking a look at the cars. Any news coming out? I guess it's the end of the year, time for the new model rollout. Anything you're hearing, Jeff?
Well, the truck of the year was announced yesterday, and that truck of the year is the Chevy Colorado, which was surprised a lot of people. Because they thought, Ford with this brand new F-150, this all aluminum, this game changer would be it. But it's the Chevy Colorado, a brand new design, actually a really good looking truck. And it was, the Motor Trend editors looked at the value, they looked at safety, efficiency, 27 miles per gallon for the Chevy Colorado. And one of the biggest things that they're talking about is the size. They think it's a bold move for GM to come back to the midsize market, and they think it's a really good looking truck. So it was up against the new Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra. By the way, all good looking trucks, and the number one selling truck in the country, the F-150, which didn't make it.
That's a shocker.
The list, yeah, it's a shock, and it was a game changer for Ford. They spent tons of money developing this. This aluminum body for this Ford F-150, but they didn't get that all coveted award.
They're still winning in the money game.
They are. Well, of course, it took them a huge amount of money to develop this product, and so they took a bit of a hit in the third quarter of earnings because they spent so much to develop it. But I think that at the end of the day, they'll be able to recoup. Ford's a pretty successful company.
As are you.
Thanks, man.
Jeff Manasseh, we'll be seeing you. Jeff Manasseh joining us, Fox News Radio, 7:46. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up next, what would happen if your kid came home from school and, he's an 8-year-old. She's an 8-year-old and was told that the toilet got clogged, and that happens. Then all of a sudden was told that the teacher ordered them to fix the toilet and had to do so with their bare hands. Ouch, that happened regionally. We'll discuss that next. It is 7:46. Don't forget our online auction at 580kido.com. Seize the deal. A lot of great auction items. Do we have those here, Sweet William? Oh, yes, we do. How about a Dutch Brothers coffee for a year? Perfect for any office group. We also have a house cleaning, rafting trip, one massage per month from Rejuve Med Spa, pool table from Snake River Pool and Spa, whole house water treatment, also weight management from Pure, one pedicure per month from Rejuve Med Spa as well. Lots of other items. Just go to 580kido.com. Those items end today at 7. Let's get you to traffic.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
You know, a movie that still doesn't get the run it deserves, Smokey and the Bandit. 7:53, Kevin Miller in the morning. Currently 44 in Eagle. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Talking a little safety, piggybacking on the Jeff Manasso story about airbags and trust. That seems to be the theme of the program today, trust, when we're taking a look at whether we trust law enforcement, whether we trust educators, whether we trust ourselves. Let's go to Doug, who's traveling through on a truck with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Doug.
How are you doing?
Good. Hello? Yes. Where are you going, brother?
I'm coming from Fruitland out of the Coke plant over there, headed back to Salt Lake. But I kind of scan the radio stations when I'm out and about, and the subject really kind of caught my attention. What percentage of airbags that are out there are actually failing? I mean, doesn't it seem like a really small amount? Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that this company shouldn't be liable, because there are, I guess, some deaths involved. But what percentage are we talking about? Do we know?
Well,
probably a very small amount.
Enough to warrant the attention of the federal government.
You remember years ago when Bridgestone Tire had a problem with their tires blowing out?
Yep.
And they would actually self-destruct in such a way that they had vehicle rollovers.
Right. Well, it was the Ford, what was it, the Ford Explorer and the Bridgestone, yeah.
Yeah, so here's my question. They went after Bridgestone and just ripped them to shreds. But nobody really looked at the front-end design of the Excursion and the Expedition on Ford. Well, here's the problem. That particular vehicle wasn't designed to drive with a flat tire. None of them really are.
Right.
But the design in the front end was faulty, and I get this information from a friend who used to be a master mechanic. If what he told me is that it was just too weak of a design that when the tire went flat, it would actually go into what they call a pinch mode.
Right. I think we're kind of getting lost in the details here. But your point is what your point is that
my point is I think they're trying to make an example out of this particular company.
Out of Takata. You got Toyota, you've got recalls talking about the Toyota saying they're going to recall 190,000 more vehicles. You've got...
Right, which they should.
Right.
Which they should.
Okay.
My point is, they're sicking the federal government on them.
Well, who else would make them do it, Doug?
Who else would make them do it?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, but I think consumers would obviously... go ballistic if they thought that their airbag would potentially harm them or kill them.
Hmm.
My point is, though, is that...
Well, the arrogance of these guys, they're saying they're not going to listen to the government.
isn't that funny that we owe all this money to all these countries, and now they're finally turning around and saying, we're not going to go with a recall because we really don't care. I mean, it's really, really kind of... eye-opening now, because I think they're opening the door to other companies doing the exact same thing.
Well, they're telling us to stick it.
They're saying that they don't need a nationwide recall. They're going to cover where the problem is, and that's it.
Well, enjoy your trip to Salt Lake. Now, do you live there?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I come up here all the time. And when are they going to finish the road in Boise?
Look, here's this question. I don't know what you do in Salt Lake, but I just ask the questions. I don't have any answers. But, Doug, you tune in anytime between 5 and 9. We appreciate you listening, brother.
All righty. You have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
Take care, boy. I like that guy. What is this? Ask questions? Anyway, I thank you for that, and you're right. When are they ever going to fix the roads? Hey, those provide good jobs, Doug. Don't make fun of our roads. 7:57. Time for traffic and weather. Kevin Miller and the team. It's Thursday already. Amazing. Hey, a few things going on. I invite you to join me tomorrow night. I'll be at the Eagle Christian Church beginning tomorrow night at 6. I think it's from 6 to 9. It's the annual Christmas dinner and auction for Idaho Chooses Life. IdahoChoosesLife.org for more information. One of the best events of the year. I'd be honored to hang out with you. I get up there, say a few words. Some awesome speakers, some great items. Our friend Kent Corbett does an incredible job of auctioning off items, silent auction as well. And it goes to a great cause. IdahoChoosesLife.org. For more information, coming up next, should kids unclog toilets in schools with their bare hands? In-depth team coverage next.